You know, when you talk about relationships between people, whether it's a man and a woman or whatever your relationship mixture is, the idea of having emotional security, emotionally secure people, maybe another way to put that is emotional stability, too. I think with relationships between a husband and a wife, it's really important. It means that those days, if you have two people who aren't, it's going to be wildly interesting, and maybe interesting means it's going to be turbulent and just all over the place. The tide's in, the tide's out. I don't know how long that can go on before one party or both just has to turn away. But when you have emotional security, you can seem to weather some of the storms. So what do people who are emotionally secure do differently? And what are the things they don't do compared to those who have a problem with this overall? Let's talk to the good doctor this morning, Dr. John Braccio, which you can always find at Dr. John B, letter B.com for the podcast, Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And I think an emotionally secure person, there are a lot of things they don't do. And of course, what they don't do is, in effect, what separates them from others and that what they are doing. Let me give you some examples. Okay, they don't live in the past. Okay, if you live in the past, you have no present or future. They don't worry about things they can't change. Okay, you have to stay within the limits of what you can change. You know, just a simple one from my father. His belief was there was God, there was him, there's your spouse, there are close friends, there's family. But once you start worrying about things you can't control,
right,
then you're going to, not that you don't try and you're not trying to be a good citizen, but as a whole, if you're worrying about something you have no control over, it's just going to cause you a lot of anxiety.
And you're neglecting things you can control.
That is true. And also, do not let fear consume them and their dreams, things they want to do. Fear, basically, if you take Dale Carnegie, fear doesn't exist anywhere except in the mind. I think that's a true thing to say. And they're not jealous of successful people. They can try to find out what those persons have done to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
They do not continue to do the same self-defeating activities. They don't believe they must please everyone. That is certainly a big thing. They don't blame others for what they do not have or what they have not achieved. They take responsibility for themselves. They don't accept unequal relationships. They don't let setbacks stop them from trying again and then again. And they're tolerant persons. They are not impatient. They're basically persons that are in control of themselves. And when you're in control of yourself, you then can have impact on others and you can lead a happy life. If you aren't secure, then so many things you have no control over ruin your day. And there are people that get up in the morning and when they go somewhere, when they leave their home, wherever they're going, they're not sure what kind of day they're going to have because other people can control their feelings and what occurs. The emotionally secure person, that does not occur. It's very hard to be an emotionally secure person all the time, okay? Meaning everybody has their faults. That's
sure.
Why you have to make sure you don't let setbacks stop you from trying. The old proverb, fall down seven times, get up eight. You know, we just...
But that's the difference between a person,
fine.
Doc, who says, boy, you know, I had a rough day versus my life is terrible. Letting one thing upset their apple cart so much that they take their eyes off of what's, you know, coming right around the pike. And what's that? It seems like emotionally secure people play, you know, what some would call the long game versus the short game here. And all of this works together.
Listen, I agree. In fact, I'll even give you maybe kind of an extreme. Another one of my dad's views was cesare o niente, which is Italian for Caesar or nothing. I mean, meaning if you're going to do something,
you better
really go and try to do it the very best you can do it. And don't let fear stop you. So I think in life, if people just take control, realize what they can do, they have to realize what they can't do realistically, but then they build day to day. If you're living in yesterday, you're upset about something that might have, could have, should have, ought to have happened, then you're not going to have things happen that you can have control over. So if you want to be secure, move forward, then you have to be making good decisions, confidence in yourself. And I think you also, I didn't mention this, but you also have to be, you know, a good listener. I think that Hemingway made the, Ernest Hemingway, when people talk, listen completely. Most people never listen. I think that's a lot. There's a lot of truth to that. So I think if you're going to be advancing in life, you want to be the one who's listening, hearing what people have to say, not just coming out and saying what you're thinking, because then you're never really going to learn anything except for maybe reinforce beliefs that you have. So if you're emotionally secure, you can listen to people, you can be in control, you can move forward. And what these points that I mentioned, they seem simple, but honestly, if people think about it, these are the things that slow them down. These are things that I see in my office, any one of these or some combination.
The stuff we screw up, these are the things we mess up on a regular basis, and we let things derail us, right? And when we get easily derailed, I mean, that's the old metaphor. You know, my dad used to say, well, the train moves down the tracks, Dave. And it's true. It's like, you know, you've got jokers on the left, you got jokers on the right, but the train moves down the tracks. Don't let your eyes get off the tracks that are going forward. And you just said it. We let stuff derail us. So when you talk about the things you don't do, how do you manage to keep all of that in play, and what are the reminders? What are the things you do? What do you tell patients to try to focus on this and to stay true here, become more emotionally secure? Because I also think emotionally secure people ultimately are a draw for others too. That's more attractive than someone who's emotionally insecure.
Well, what my view is, always focus on now. Okay, you can make changes now. If you've, quote, been a failure every day of your life, let's take an extreme, you don't have to be today. Person that would say, but that's how I am, that's what I always do. And I say, well, that's the problem. You say you have to say you're not, and you have to be substituting negative thoughts with positive thoughts, and you have to take one step at a time. You're not going to change completely overnight. Ineffective habits need to be turned into effective habits, and that is taking control of yourself one step at a time. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. You don't learn a language overnight. You know, Ted Williams didn't pick up a bat and all of a sudden start hitting home runs. It's something you have to practice. You have to work on things. And if you approach each day that way, you're going to find you're going to be having successes. But there are many people that live a life every day saying, I'm a loser. I can't do this. I'm nervous. I'm afraid. I know I'm going to fail. Everybody's going to bother me. People aren't going to like what I'm doing, and on and on and on, all these thoughts. And it is amazing how many people live a life where they are not in control of their life. That is probably the most important thing. If you're taking one thing, control what you think about, and that'll control your actions, and just moving forward. Not being a risk taker, unreasonable risk taker, but you have to be willing to take some risks in life and realize you can fail at something, and that just teaches you something that you weren't good at or didn't have the right opportunity. You didn't plan for it, but it shouldn't stop you from trying to do something else, because it is remarkable when you look at successful people. You can take an Abraham Lincoln. I mean, you can take so many people that were total failures for a long time, but they kept trying. They never quit. And if we take models of people that were, if you want to use the word losers for a long time, they, in order to become a winner, you need to learn how to deal with loss.
You just named it, though. If you were an instructor, if you're a college instructor, and you really want to give your charges a challenge, say, go find me some people here, famous in history, who literally everything they touched was gold. They didn't make mistakes. They cranked out nothing but wonderful books. They never wrote anything poorly. They never had an experiment that went wrong. Go and find me that person and write a paper. Good luck. You're not going to find it, because it just doesn't exist. You named Lincoln. He had so many failures, but and you could say it many times, he was not emotionally secure, but eventually he got things together. Didn't work out at the very end, but between them, there was some pretty strong moments for old Abe. Yeah.
Listen, that is. I also like one of his statements. This has maybe nothing to do with this, but an interesting statement anyway. His, when he said, "If you think being a slave is a good deal, try it sometime." You know, that's kind of a paraphrase. You know, kind of one of his things. But he was a very witty kind of a person. But you're right. There's a person who failed, and even at the end, though, his failure, as horrible as that he was killed, he also became a martyr, and I think has lived on as one of the great American heroes. But he was a good example of being emotionally secure, working at it in spite of having severe depression, living with a wife who had a lot of emotional issues herself.
Yeah.
Lost a child right. that he'd greatly loved. So, you know, having disastrous difficulties, they don't have to set you back completely. It can be difficult. They can be overwhelming. But what really measures a person is their ability to keep fighting and trying to do the best they can, because that's really the one thing we have in life. We have life, and we have the opportunities to try to do the best that we can do, and we do that by trying to be as emotionally secure as we can be. And it's a lifelong job, but it's a wonderful result if we don't give up and we just keep working at it.
Emotional security, the things that people with it don't indulge in. Important stuff here with Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com. Podcast will be there shortly. Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Contact them when you need assistance, and always provide us some here on a Tuesday morning. It's always great to talk to you, Doc.
Always a pleasure, Dave. You're a great guy. Bye-bye.
You are too. Morning Wake Up coming back. He does me a service, sir. Morning Wake Up coming back, 1320 WILS.